Let's check in with the WPKY broadcast crew here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
And we are at the Caldwell County FFA Greenhouse, kind of making our tour around Caldwell County. We were going to do this back on Friday. Unfortunately, weather kind of played a havoc for us last week, but we're doing this. We're at the Caldwell County FFA Greenhouse. Ms. Megan Wood is with us. And Megan, tell us, this is your greenhouse class today. We're really kind of want to show people or kind of tell people on the radio what you guys do in class every day.
Well, today we are planting some cuttings. They are watering ferns and their six packs and their 4-inch pots. We're putting together some soil pots so that we can have the cuttings in there, and we're just getting ready for the spring sale. We've been out of school for a week, so there's lots of things to do in here and lots of plants to take care of.
You guys gave something nice to your teachers last week. I think the one day you were, I guess, in class last week with all the snow, but you did something nice. What did you guys do for your teachers last week?
We gave all of the teachers a wandering dew plant that the kids had actually done cuttings on, and had early on in the school year, they did those cuttings. They're part of our spring sale, but just as a thank you to our teachers, we gave them a plant that they could use in their classroom, or they could take it home if they wanted, but just something that they can have just to know that we appreciate the things that they do for us.
We're going to talk to some of the students about it, some of the things they're growing. I know your students really take a lot of pride in this, and this machine, I've never seen one of these, but you guys are actually able to put dirt in a pot besides just taking a shovel and putting it in there. I like that.
Yeah, so that has been an investment that we have made into our greenhouse program. We had to have some special electricity ran to the greenhouse, but it has been a game changer. I like to mechanize things in the greenhouse just because these students are going to have to go into the work field and do something other than what we would typically do, what I did. And this machine has definitely changed the game. The kids have to calibrate the speed of the conveyor, the auger, and how quickly it is putting out the soil, depending on which plant we're actually planting and which pot we're putting it in. And then they also have to make sure that they've maintained the correct moisture level, because if the soil is too dry, then it's not going to be efficient for the plant. And if it's too wet, the auger is actually not even going to turn. So they will then have to dig it out and give it a little extra space. So they've definitely learned a lot from that. And so have I.
I think it's neat to have that. And you guys are raising a variety of plants here. Maybe we can talk to you and some of the kids about what they're raising, or some of your students. I may get in trouble calling them kids, Megan. That may not be good.
Yeah, I call them students. I guess sometimes I call them kids, depending on how mischievous they're acting.
Yeah, right, exactly right. Depending on the day, whatever day it is.
Yes. Right? Today they're doing great. So they're pretty awesome young adults. We'll call them that. We've got a lot of our succulents in here. Some new types of succulents that they get to pick out what they want to plant. We have impatiens and wave petunias and calibrachoas and sweet potato vines and three different kinds of ferns. We have our Boston ferns, our macho ferns, our standing Kimberly Queen ferns. We have not started our vegetable plants yet. Our plan was to start them last week. Obviously, that didn't happen. So we're just getting things in order today, and then we will start planting those come tomorrow.
I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. We're going to visit here at Caldwell County FFA, really see what they're teaching in the ag classes here, and talk about this. A gentleman who shares a lot of stories, this guy, he's really good. He loves you guys. He does a lot of good things for you, George Kilgore. And I'm surprised I was here last week, and George never showed up. He came to visit us today.
Well, I will tell you, I'm very thankful for George and Heather. But George does some excellent articles for us and some stories for us. And if it was not for him, I would not be able to do my job as efficiently and effectively. He has done a remarkable job making sure to get all of those stories that I miss or just forget about. And he does a fantastic job. We are very fortunate to have him.
You are, because George does a wonderful job. George, good to see you, my friend.
Yes, sir. Megan, I appreciate that. You know, the FFA and the Ag has a special place in my heart. I grew up through this program, and it was a life-changing experience for me several years ago that I still use every day, with public speaking, with just meeting people and getting involved. And it's Caldwell County has an awesome reputation, and they hold that and lift it up each year. And, you know, he's talking about the soil machine. I looked at it last week, and man, she said they put the fertilizer in there through that and all. It's just amazing. And some of the things that I found out last week that they're actually doing in their classroom is, it's not the typical old FFA I grew up in. They are changing, have changed, and continue to change to meet the needs of not only the agriculture, but the world and the community. So it's easy to cover groups like this, and very interesting.
You have a real passion for it, George. Anything at Caldwell County Schools and Caldwell County, you do a great job for us on WPKY. We really appreciate it. And I know it's, when you were talking about it, it's easy to highlight students. I look around here today, I mean, they're all doing something. They come right in. We were in the classroom for just a couple of minutes, and Ms. Wood told them, said, here's what needs to be done. There's a list out there. And I mean, they came here, they went to work. You like that?
They do. And, you know, it's just, they do an outstanding job. Of course, it's kind of an elective class, and they're here because they want to be here. And I think on top of that, that the success and, again, the reputation they have, it just draws students to it because they want to be a part of something that is good, that's positive, and where they learn and gain knowledge that they can use throughout their lives.
So important, George. Appreciate it. Good to see you, my friend. Thank you for all you do for us. And Megan, I think it's fantastic what you guys are doing. That's what I told George. I said, you walked in here, they went to work. And then you have to tell them, say, here's what you do. They went to work.
I think that's one of my favorite things about teaching this class. Obviously, it's less work on me sometimes. But they enjoy being in here. They enjoy doing this. One thing that I learned early on in my teaching, and I guess I learned this from my brother. My brother was not the most studious student. You know, he probably didn't take work home. He didn't study for a test. But my brother is very, very successful, and I'm proud of him for that. But because of the way he learned, I knew that the hands-on experiences that I could offer my students in my classroom, which is why we do so many dissections and, you know, we do lots in the greenhouse. Because of that, I knew that I would be able to catch those kids and really allow them to learn if they could do these hands-on activities. So when I put the responsibility in their hands, it's 100% in their hands. Callie Will can tell you, I usually sit right here and I grade something or I work on a proficiency, and they all do what they're supposed to do. Every now and then I go through and I check or they ask me questions, but I like to give them that responsibility.
Fantastic. That's what we're at, what we're doing today, really talking about our Caldwell County FFA, Caldwell County Agriculture classes, what they're doing here, and love doing this. We're going to be here for the next hour or so talking about that. We're on WPKY 1580 AM and 103.3 FM.